number 12,618, John Dewey, seeks variances from the side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for proposed swimming pool and pool equipment. Sections 115-34, 115-181, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Salisbury Street at the intersection of Salisbury Street and Dodd Avenue within the Seabreeze subdivision. The 911 address is 301 Salisbury Street with Opeth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 168. The applicant is seeking a 5.1-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pool. We have two letters of support, including the HOA, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. John Dewey, 301 Salisbury Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And also with me is Fire and McCoven, who's the pool contractor.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Members of the board, we're here to request a 5 foot 1 inch variance on the side yard setback for a pool. We've been owners of the property for 30 some years, and getting into the requirements for the setback, you need this, as you can see from the pictures of the survey, the shape of the lot requires to make a usable pool that we obtain a survey. We got several designs and prices from different contractors before settling on Rob's nice design, and every one of them said we'd have to get a variance on the setback to make a viable pool work. I've talked to all the neighbors, showed them the plan, showed them the computer generated pictures that were prepared. They're all in support of the project. Ran the project through our homeowners association. You have the letter there with the tentative approval based on your approval of a variance. And, going through I think I've covered most of the five questions there.
Does that complete your presentation?
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, just to give you some idea on the pool itself, the pool is a small pool. It's 350 square feet. It's an in-ground concrete pool. It's 14 foot 8 at its widest point, water dimension, by 30 foot 4 long. There's some patio around the pool that would be adding 454 square feet of a paver patio just around the pool. But in terms of pool size, like I said, I would consider this a small pool. It's not a large pool. It's not going to overpower the lot. And it's really just because of the house obviously sits on the corner, so there's two front yards, and the house is shoved way back to the rear of the property. So that side yard space is really the only space we have to put something in there. And that's kind of the best. We tried to do something geometric, but it just, because of the angles, it just wouldn't work. So this is kind of the best shape that would fit that space.
Any questions from the board?
Will it be built at ground level?
Yes.
Good. And thank you for bringing your contractor with you.
He graciously offered to come. I was very happy that he would.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I go to a lot of variance meetings, so I'm used to it. It's helpful.
Sir, you said you spoke with your neighbor, Joe, in lot 169, 170. Did you have the opportunity to have a conversation with them?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Liz Moore, who lives behind us, he said it would be 300 suite. The original plan that we submitted had the pool equipment back tucked into the back corner, and then the zoning board or planning board called and said that was out of compliance because it's operational equipment. We moved that up to the side yard. But prior to doing that, I talked to her, showed her the plan. She was very supportive. And I brought up to her, because we're going to have a fence you can see through, that she was going to be looking at our equipment. I offered to plant bushes, and she told me she wasn't even worried about it because it wasn't in her sight line, but we've since moved that anyway. And next door, Lois Porterfield at 303 was actually going to come tonight and testify, but she got tied up with something else with us, sickness with a friend, and she was not able to come tonight, but she's very supportive. And like I said, I showed them both the drawings that we did and the computer generated pictures. we designed it so the seating's kind of tucked over towards our house and not towards her lot. And the other lot on the backside on Swede Street there, it's kind of catty. But our lot doesn't touch their lot anyway, and that's a weekly rental. I don't even know who owns that house anymore. I haven't seen the owners in 20 years probably.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Mr. Sharp?
How long has that house been there?
I believe it was built in 1975, somewhere in that range.
So prior to your ownership?
Yes.
And I presume no well and septic on this?
No, city water and sewer.
Thank you.
You said something about equipment. Keeping it from...
Filter and
filter and the heater. And we're going to bring that up alongside the house, against the house towards the street.
I got you. I'm glad I asked you that because it kind of made it sound like it was like street light, electric lights, something like that. That kind of like for the HOA. That's
no, in the HOA, like I said, you have a letter to HOA, and they were very quick approving, and they said, well, as soon as you get your variance, we'll approve it. I said, how about doing it the other way? You guys give me the approval contingent on their variance so they can see that it's okay. That's how I got that out of them.
Are there other pools in the neighborhood?
I actually went on Google Earth the other day, and I think there's 120 houses in the neighborhood, and I think we're pushing 30 pools. So there's quite a few, and there's more all the time now that people are turning them over and tearing down and doing a lot of work in there.
Other questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there's no one standing by on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12618 for John Dewey. I believe that the property is unique. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Warple?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12618 has been approved.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Question for you. When can we apply for permit?
Do we have to wait for the official letter or can we?
It would be an appeal period. Anything you do prior after the tonight would be at a risk. So.
Right.
The appeal period letter probably won't come for another 60 days.
Probably.
60.
Yeah, and then you have the 30-day window is from that day. So that would probably push you into.
But theoretically, we could apply for the permit. Okay. Without permit fees in case anything.
If anybody wanted to.
Construction. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. Any additional business?
Sir.
Motion to adjourn?
Sir.
So moved.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.